New Hampshire has long attracted people here with its natural wonders, but does it have a reputation as a hot place for young creative types? Maybe not so much. Many people in the state are trying to change that. As part of our series, The Balance, on the benefits and trade-offs of settling down in the Granite State, NHBR's Robert Garova reports on why some want to develop New Hampshire's arts and culture scene and attract the creative people who power it.
These stretched canvas pieces are particularly noisy.
At her home studio, embroidery artist Sarah Benning shows me how she stitches together one of her pieces. It's a sun-filled room at this time of the morning. The artist's finished work spills into the space around her, with dozens of circular canvases bubbling up onto the walls. There are also plenty of houseplants around.
A lot of my work is inspired by my own houseplants. The very first plant pieces I stitched were actually inspired by houseplants that I killed. Luckily, I've gotten better, and they're not all dead plants now.
Viewing Benning's embroidery work feels like looking through little portholes to find scenes of lush green plant life and tiny stitched scenes of home.
Furniture, I'm really inspired by mid-century modern furniture and those kinds of clean, minimal lines.
What started as a hobby for Benning is now a full-time job. She teaches embroidery workshops around the world, consistently sells out of original pieces that range from about $80 to over $1,000, and has 500,000 fans keeping up with her work on Instagram. Benning's lived in Europe and bigger cities like Chicago and Baltimore. But as of this year, her home and the hub for her booming art business is Keene, New Hampshire.
The affordability of the area for us to have this much space at home is really what drew us here.
Virginia Lupi is director of New Hampshire's State Council on the Arts. She says she hears from artists all the time who move here for affordability reasons, and she's got a term for what they help bring to the state: creative economy.
What we're seeing in the last several years is an increase in the number of towns and cities who are developing arts commissions. So these are often volunteer, but units of local government that are very interested in promoting the creative economy in their communities.
This term, the creative economy, applies to a broad collection of professionals, folks in the advertising industry and nonprofits, and artists like Benning, too. But the question is, why are cities and towns in New Hampshire so enthusiastic about it?
Quite honestly, the creative economy is very big business in our country and in the state of New Hampshire.
Nicolette Clark is executive director of the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord. Clark points to 2015 data compiled by the Bureau of Economic Analysis, which shows arts and culture is a $2.3 billion industry in New Hampshire. It accounts for about 3% of total gross state product. And focusing on the creative economy has become something of a trend. There's a bill making its way through the state legislature which would create a council on the creative economy. May's state tourism conference includes a presentation about prosperity through arts and culture. But not everyone can get behind the idea. Ben Davis is a national art critic for ArtNet.
This idea of the creative economy, which is this kind of magical totem you can wave around that seems that, like, in the theory of it, solves all these problems. In fact, it doesn't really work like that.
Davis is skeptical of touting the creative economy for several reasons. Here's one.
It's such a broadly shared idea that if everybody's counting on doing the same thing across the country, from Santa Fe, New Mexico, to Appalachian West Virginia, not everybody can become the new cool creative destination at once.
But there are people who are actively working to make New Hampshire that cool creative destination. This is a live performance in Keene from a New Hampshire band. They're called Band Band, actually. They're performing at an event space run by two women who are working to increase Keene's arts profile. Rebecca Hamilton is one of them. She co-founded a company called Machina Arts, which manages live events and offers design services.
We loved being in the area, but we felt that it was lacking in the kind of culture that we wanted to be a part of, the creative arts community. And we realized we had a decision that we could either leave the area, go to New York City, San Francisco, some big city that was a hub for culture, or we could create the kind of experience that we wanted to have.
Hamilton has roots in the area. Her other job is VP of Research and Development at Badger, her family's beauty product company in Gilsum. She finds her two occupations have interests that overlap, especially when it comes to recruiting.
when we're looking at bringing in top talent, one of the challenges we have is that it's really hard to relocate someone to this area. And if there was more of a creative economy here, I think that it would help us in being able to bring and attract talent.
For Hamilton, the health of New Hampshire's creative economy is bound up with the broader economy and with the future of the state. For NHPR News, I'm Robert Garova.
And it's Morning Edition from NHPR.